USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is following through after his warning to Vladimir Putin, announcing even more sanctions to Russia now that they're invading Ukraine.
The sanctions we've imposed exceed SWIFT. The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is also announcing financial punishments to Russia.
These trade sanctions will constrain Russia's military, industrial, and technological capabilities for years to come.
Reports say that Russian troops have seized control of the area around the decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear power plant. That area is still radioactive, and it's only 60 miles from Kyiv. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
There's been a global show of support for the people of Ukraine in Beirut, in Rome, and in New York City. This demonstrator came from that country.
This is not only about Ukraine, it's about everybody out there. Please help our families.
And even people in Russia turning out by the thousands to decry their country's invasion as emotional calls for protests grew on social media. Around 1,700 people in 54 Russian cities were detained. Almost 1,000 of them were in Moscow. Hundreds of posts came in on social media condemning Moscow's most aggressive actions since the 1979 invasion of Afghanistan. Vladimir Putin had called the attack a special military operation. This was a false claim that the U.S. had predicted would be a pretext for invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Ford has recalled about 250,000 pickup trucks over loose underbody insulators that were responsible for at least 40 broken drive shafts over 4 years, and also 330,000 Mustangs over faulty backup cameras. The recall affects F-20s made between October 2015 and December 2021, and F-350s made between 2017 and 2022. Dealers were informed of the recall last week. Owners will be notified by April 8th. The recall was announced by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and includes two associated problems. Cameras installed between May 2014 and February 2015 with improper soldering, and a wiring harness used from February 2014 to October 2017 could be damaged by opening and closing the trunk. The NHTSA said a loss of electrical conductivity to the camera can lead to a loss of rear view image. More Americans are getting back to work.
The Department of Labor is reporting fewer Americans are collecting unemployment benefits than at any time since 1970. It was also the third consecutive week of reported declines in jobless claims that dipped to 232,000 Americans for the week ending February 19th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.